This is part two of Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. Why do we meditate? One of the primary reasons we meditate is to achieve a balance point that is internal, to offset the busyness of our external lives. This can be critical to our long-term health and vitality, to our stress management, to our clarity of mind, to the richness of our sense of being, as distinct from all of our doing. All of the ancient medical traditions focus on balance. In Chinese medicine, it would be balancing yin and yang, or the five elements. In the Ayurvedic medical system of India, it would be balancing ojas, tejas, and prana, the subtle energies of the body. Yet if you think about it, in our culture, there is little reference or sense of balance. Our society approaches the treatment of health conditions with little reference to cause, context, or consequence. Yet if we stand back from it all, we'll quickly realize that this is a cultural problem, not a problem of modern medicine. We address everything in this way, as if any given issue hangs alone in time and space, with nothing else to consider, such as long-term consequences, the trade-offs, etc. All we need to know is, does it work? Fracking, factory farming, GMOs, many drugs, pesticides, strip mining, clear-cut forestry, the fishing industry, and there are so many other examples. They all work, but we don't consider their impact on the immediate or surrounding environment, to living organisms, or effects that spiral down through time. As a result, the world is out of balance, and mental, emotional, and physical health problems are rampant. In the midst of a world that is out of balance, more and more people feel the impulse to cultivate an internal point of balance, of inner quiet, inspiration, and nourishment. So this is one of the reasons we meditate. It seems to me that one of the reasons people are often intimidated by the idea of meditation is simply that they associate life with activity, and the idea of sitting awake and apparently doing nothing can seem absurd. The majority of waking life is about actions towards a purpose, whether it's shopping or picking up the kids or going to work or a class, etc. The concept of sitting with eyes closed in silence, quite naturally, is at first pretty intimidating for lots of people. Why would I do that? It reminds me of the famous philosopher Descartes, who said, "I think, therefore I am. I think, feel, and do, therefore I am." Imagine discovering simply, I am, therefore I am, without thought or feeling or action. It may be that some of those who believe in life as a condition of doing, rather than one of being, could regard meditation as a kind of escapism. And it's true that there are people who use all kinds of things to escape issues and responsibilities, including religion, spiritual teachings, and meditation. The truth, though, is that we need ways to escape the closed loop of our usual responses to life. Whether it's taking a walk, getting out in nature, we need various tools to stand back from the maelstrom of activity and center ourselves. In fact, as opposed to escapism, meditation is a potent way to cope with the demands of life more effectively. And this has been shown very impressively by scientific research. There are a wide range of observed benefits for meditation: slowing the aging process, improved learning, focus and memory, decreased anxiety and depression, increased positive emotions, even decreased inflammation and better immune function. Various regions of the brain are specifically enhanced by meditation. Meditation has been shown to help people gain better perspective and see things from a more encompassing point of view. The science even shows more empathy and compassion, and more resilience in hard times. So rather than an escape, really it's a way to directly address our urgent need for an inner center of energy and peace amidst the noise and haste. Offering these talks and meditations is meant to help you connect with the still point within, a center for balance and refuge, a connection to your innermost nature. Meditation, though, is one tool among many that can support your personal growth. We also need good guidance, good mentoring, good counsel. Books can be very helpful. Diet is a foundation, of course, as is exercise. In other words, to make the best of the opportunity of our life and to be less harmful to others, we need to be conscious of applying various ways to be and become our higher and better self. Now I'd like to address the relationship of meditation to religion and spirituality. Meditation can be used for its simple health and stress management value without any reference to the spiritual quest or spiritual life. So if you're taking this ride purely to discover a way to help manage stress, that certainly makes sense. Meditation is, of course, also associated with spirituality, the quest for a deeper understanding of the mystery of life beyond our physical, material circumstances. Meditation is widely considered the foremost way to connect within to our spiritual essence. It is sometimes regarded as the highest form of prayer, opening a doorway to spirit. There is no denying that meditation and spirituality have a very close relationship. Traditions of meditation exist in virtually every culture and religious tradition. Although meditation is typically associated with yoga and Buddhism, where it is the central form of spiritual practice, the fact is that Christianity and Islam also have rich traditions of meditation, mostly unknown to the mass of believers. There were traditions of meditation in several Catholic orders, and it was very widespread among the early Desert Fathers and among orders of the Eastern Orthodox Christian tradition. The mystics of Islam, the seekers of direct spiritual experience, were known as Sufis. The Sufi literature includes remarkable volumes describing different phases of inner spiritual experience that some will have through meditation. Spirituality, though, as distinct from religion, is really of a universal character. It is about the one reality that lies behind everything and within everyone. The Greek term gnosis, or the Sanskrit term jnana, these terms refer to knowing based on direct experience rather than faith alone. Rather than mere faith, the true Gnostic knows spirit through direct, personal, inner experience. In fact, I saw a poster yesterday that said something like, "Spirituality is a direct personal connection to Source, while religion is crowd control." Meditation can be a spiritual practice, and yet it is also a centering practice, a grounding practice, a checking in practice that offers anyone a way to connect with themselves, and whatever emerges will hopefully be helpful, practical, and inspirational. The first part of our meditation, we are getting more connected to our wholeness in the body. In the Jyoti meditation, we are doing a more advanced yoga practice for developing concentration. Here we can also have glimpses of spiritual light and have the experience of seeing with the inner eye. From the Bible it says, "If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." This is a well-known quote from the Gospels. To have the experience of seeing with the spiritual eye is a great blessing, as we're directly connecting with our own essence through an experience of consciousness on an inner plane. Sometimes remarkable gifts of love and grace are given through that doorway. We realize for certain that there is indeed an inner eye, sometimes called the third eye, single eye, Shiv Netra, Tisratil, it goes by many names. In various traditions, it's taught that a direct experience of inner vision is the beginning of the true birth of the spirit. On the other hand, we may simply experience all kinds of things coming to the mind, some useful, some insightful, some random, some ridiculous. Emotions and physical sensations may come up. What is important to know is that we don't need to react to each thing. It may be helpful to have the attitude of simply observing what comes up, allowing, but somewhat objective, keeping your attention focused in the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, and coming back to the repetition of whatever word or phrase feels good for you. In the next few talks, we'll be discussing the subject of mantras, which refers to words and phrases used for meditation. I often find that when I sit to meditate immediately before sleep, it can be very integrative, pulling together various aspects of the day. It can feel like everything is brought to a point of clarity and balance and release. Other times in meditation, you may fall towards sleep. Sometimes it may be a bit of a push to maintain your conscious awareness. But I would strongly recommend that rather than surrendering to the impulse to sleep, try to bring yourself back to the mantra and focusing into the middle of the darkness. You may just find yourself falling into light. So let's meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. This soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically, without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention, an effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. We can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light or third eye meditation can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.